I'm Chris. You've already met Anna.
Hello.
Could you please tell us your name?
My name is Celeste Padua.
Padua?
Yeah.
And how do you spell it?
C-E-L-E-S-T-E-P-A-D-U-A.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
7/12/98.
Okay. And are you originally from Connecticut?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And are you born and raised, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And what items have you brought with us to show us?
I've bought a Hibaro hat. It's a hat for, like, rural farmers in Puerto Rico. They usually wear this in the sun. And my father's from Juntas, which is, like, a agricultural...
Cool. Did your father make that?
No.
Okay.
No, that would be cool, though.
Yeah, where did you get the hat?
Well, he got it from Ajuntas, which is where he's from.
Okay.
They just sell them there because, yeah, it's a traditional hat. Like, oftentimes, like, kids will dress up and put these on, or even just for, like, certain dance sort of events people do.
So it's, like, a ceremonial thing now?
Yeah, cool. But, you know... Used to be like a just agricultural
right.
hat. Yeah.
Right, keep the sun off their neck kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this something that your father would have worn when he lived there?
No, it's a little more antiquated than that,
okay,
I would say.
Is this, you said it is it's a tradition now, so would you say it has cultural significance to the region, or is it mostly a tourist thing now?
I'd say it has cultural significance to the region, for sure.
And what does the item mean to you?
The item means to me, it means that there are, like, I guess people from my past who were able to sort of, I guess, make the best of the situation, like, growing crops in the mountains, because that's essentially what they wore it for.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you have any personal stories associated with that?
Mostly just seeing, like, kids dressed up or, as I said earlier, dances. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's mostly that kind of
cool
ceremony.
This last question is much more freeform. Yeah. Is there sort of anything you want to share with us, either about that or your personal history or anything like that?
My personal history?
Yeah, like your family history, your personal history. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the item. This is sort of just a catch-all collecting history kind of thing. So anything you want to share with us about it?
Yeah. That's a big question, because I think I have a lot of things to say about Puerto Rico in general.
Say whatever you want.
Okay.
So the other thing we can do, because that is a very broad open question, we do have just the generic oral history question, so we can go through that and maybe be a little bit more targeted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be...
Other side of the paper.
Okay. I also asked, do you know what they grew there?
What they grew? Mostly sugar cane, coffee.
And what are the hats made out of?
Usually just straw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, cool. Like I said, we're going to do sort of, this is going to be another freeform question at the end. So if there's something we don't cover, you can still do that, but at least we'll get you thinking of along those lines.
Yeah.
Your family history in the U.S. I know you said you were born here, but what was your family's history with coming to the U.S.?
My father was born in Puerto Rico, and my mother was born in Manhattan, but they moved to Puerto Rico, I think, a few years after she was born. So she was raised there,
mm-hmm.
and he was raised there, and around the ages of, like, 24-ish, they both came to the mainland.
Okay, cool. When you say mainland, was it originally somewhere else?
They met in Boston, so...
Oh, okay.
They both ended up in Massachusetts.
Okay, cool. And how did they end up in Connecticut eventually?
Because my father has family that lives in Connecticut.
Gotcha. Cool. And what was the experience for them? I know you said they bounced around a whole bunch, but sort of what was the experience like for them moving finally from Puerto Rico to Boston?
my mother talks about it a lot more. She has a lot of stories about, like, just, like, having absolutely no money. And she'll, like, tell me how she used to work at this, like, pizza place, and everything was kind of confusing because, like, they speak English there, but it's not as, you know, quick or colloquial as it is here. So for she sure. was a little intimidated by that. And definitely seems like a period of growth for her.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of adjusting when they moved here, was the language the hardest thing, or were there other difficulties they had?
Culturally, I don't think it was too difficult, just because, like, they had MTV, and so my mom was like, oh yeah, I love Cyndi Lauper, like, by the time I got here, so I was okay.
Yeah.
There are certain things I think that they did not pick up on, because I think my mother in general is like a values education a lot, and I guess there's like a different perception here about like Puerto Rican people and education, whereas like there it's super like, you know, engaged. But I guess a lot of people made assumptions about her because of her background.
Right. Yeah. For sure. And I'm sure the language barrier probably.
Yeah.
In terms of moving here, what was the reason they did finally decide to leave Puerto Rico to move to the mainland?
They both wanted more, like, my father's an engineer, so he got a job in Massachusetts, and my mother, she moved out because she just, like, was considered an old maid in her family by that point anyway, because she was, like, 24-ish, so.
Old maid at 24.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, in terms of your family history, what does that mean to you in your life?
My family's history in my life, it definitely brings a lot of things into perspective. You know, I guess a lot of the privileges I have, you know, speaking the way that I do, and, you know, looking the way that I do, it's just very easy to remember that it's not like that for everybody, you
right.
know?
For sure. And in terms of your cultural identity, how do you identify?
I identify as, like, Puerto Rican American, I guess, okay. Puerto Rico's part of America, but
I sometimes have to
explain that, and it's like a whole thing.
It's amazing how many people forget that.
Yeah,
How strongly do you feel connected to that identity?
That identity? Like, out of 10, or?
On a scale of 1 to 10, very specifically, no, I'm kidding. Is that something that's important in your everyday life, is being connected to that?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean, my parents are moving back, and they have an apartment in Ponce, so I went and visited them when they were, like, looking around the area, and it was kind of cool to see how things have changed over time, because I visited as a kid and a teenager, so it was just something always to keep in mind. And my mother's very politically involved.
Okay.
When we went there, she, like, stood in front of, like, all the cops, like, protecting a private beach or something, like, very involved in, like, the social political kind of relationship it has with America, which is, like, not great, but, you know.
And you said you visited. Are there other ways you try to stay connected to your roots?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm actually in a band, and a lot, sometimes I try to incorporate, like, the influence of, like, salsa, reggaeton into some of the music that we play. I generally do like to, you know, keep myself informed, just like my mom, about things going on there. You know, I do read a good amount about it, like War on All Puerto Ricans. It's a good book. Yeah.
I've never heard of that book. I'm going to check that out. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
And are there stories from your culture, heritage, childhood that are important to you that you would want to talk about?
I'm trying to think. It's a big question. So stories.
So, like, stories and stuff that either you know, like, sort of like fairy tale stories or like personal stories, things culturally that are relevant.
I probably need more time to think on that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I mean, the last question is the freeform one. So.
Okay.
So
okay.
You get to quick thinking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, also just don't be like feel like you're pressured to answer today. Obviously, more stuff can be added later if you want to talk to us. We have the professor's email address.
Yeah.
But yeah, the last part here is just sort of other stuff that you wanted to bring up: family history, the story of how they came here, moving from Boston to Connecticut.
I'm really trying to think.
I'm kind of curious about more of what your mom is doing in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, she's very involved with, like, I guess, because they basically made Puerto Rico tax haven for, like, rich people, so, like, you know, Bitcoin millionaires are coming in and, like, you know, trying to say these beaches are private when they're really public, and generally just buying up homes and then making them Airbnbs and, like, displacing people who, you know, live there their whole lives. Stuff like that.
They're gentrifying it?
Yeah, basically, but it's kind of crazy because it's not like anyone even lives there. It's just like, you know, they're making it kind of a hotel, I guess. But, yeah, it's really crazy to see, like, even just from when I was a kid and I was, like, absolutely the whitest person there. And then now that I'm older, I'm like, damn, okay. Like, there is, you know, I see a lot less of, I guess, locals in, like, Old San Juan or, like, areas that are much more, like, have consolidated wealth, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some friends who are also, like, white-passing Puerto Ricans, and, like, people don't believe them that they're Puerto Rican. Have you had kind of issue, if you're comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, sometimes, for sure. There definitely have been people who, like, they're like, no, you're joking. I was like, okay, you want to, like, talk to my mom on the phone? I don't know. Like, do I need to prove that? But, you know, it doesn't really come up unless I bring it up. Yeah. So, yeah.
And just so we have them on the record, we talked a lot about your mom and your dad. What are your mom and dad's names?
My mom's name is Yvonne Mendez Padua, and my father's name is Reyes Padua.
Can I ask how you spell your mom's name?
Ivonne.
Okay.
And then just Mendez. Yeah. She always makes sure to keep that one. That's her maiden name, Mendez.
And how do you spell your dad's name?
R-E-Y-E-S. Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
It's been fun.